Well, I want to read one poem from that book, which is, on the face of it, quite different from those others, and then a final one from The Moving Target. And this next one is a poem that I remember distinctly the beginning of, the inception of. I mean, it was written quite a long time afterwards, but the beginning of it was on the West Coast in 1962, when three men, whom I admired very much, had tried to sail a trimaran into the nuclear test zone in the Pacific and had been arrested by the Coast Guard in, you know, like the Pueblo, in international waters, and brought back, and they tried to bring a case against the government for piracy, but the government got their case in first and put them in jail. And there was a demonstration for about 10 days outside the post office in San Francisco, and about 30 of us slept on the sidewalk and did other disreputable things to call attention to it. And one morning I woke up and looked at these people whom I'd never known before this started and had been spending days and nights with for some time, and that was the beginning of the poem. I think also I'd like to, you know, take it, you know, it's as good a moment as any, as the reading is being taped, if one can do it without any kind of pedantry or pomposity, I'd like to dedicate the tape to anybody from the University of Arizona who's been in trouble for draft resistance, which is something which is very close to my own sympathies. The poem is called My Friends. My friends without shields walk on the target. It is late, the windows are breaking. My friends without shoes leave what they love. Grief moves among them as a fire among its bells. My friends without clocks turn on the dial, they turn, they part. My friends with names like gloves set out barehanded as they have lived, and nobody knows them. It is they that lay the wreaths at the milestones. It is their cups that are found at the wells and are then chained up. My friends without feet sit by the wall, nodding to the lame orchestra. Brotherhood, it says on the decorations. My friend without eyes sits in the rain, smiling, with a nest of salt in his hand. My friends without fathers or houses hear doors opening in the darkness, whose halls announce, "Behold, the smoke has come home." My friends and I have in common the present, a wax bell in a wax belfry. This message telling of metals, this hunger for the sake of hunger, this owl in the heart, and these hands, one for asking, one for applause. My friends with nothing leave it behind, in a box. My friends without keys go out from the jails, it is night. They take the same road, they miss each other, they invent the same banner in the dark. They ask their way only of sentries too proud to breathe. At dawn, the stars on their flag will vanish. The water will turn up their footprints, and the day will rise like a monument to my friends, the forgotten.